What are the signs that you have ADHD? Well, tell me if this sounds familiar. You decide that you're going to relaunch a podcast. You spend a couple of weeks figuring out what you're going to talk about, figuring out a schedule, researching and writing a script. Then you sit down to record said podcast and you forget to turn the camera on for the YouTube video that you're going to record and spend 30 minutes practicing, I guess you would say. Then you go back and record just the audio so you could at least get the podcast out the next day and decide that maybe the episode is too long for your target audience, considering they probably have ADHD and would stop paying attention potentially after about, 10 minutes. So then you wake up on the day that you're supposed to relaunch your podcast, rewrite your script, and re-record everything. Because that's what I did. And I have ADHD. So if that sounds familiar and you'd like to learn a little bit more about ADHD symptoms, stick around for today's episode of The ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
For years, I blamed my forgetfulness on mommy brain. I also would joke about my inability to finish projects, and I would blame my procrastination on my busy schedule. But in reality, I had been experiencing these and other ADHD symptoms for most of my life that I could remember. And that was long before I became a mom. I think I just thought for a really long time that this was just how everybody was. They were just super forgetful or clumsy or lacked motivation at times. And to be clear, most people will experience the symptoms that we're going to talk about today and next week at some point in their life. If you are tired or you're hungry or you're stressed or your mood is fluctuating due to your hormones, you can experience some of these ADHD symptoms. The major difference comes in the fact that those of us with diagnosed ADHD or suspected ADHD experience these kinds of things on a regular basis, most of the time, day in and day out. So I wanted to deep dive the ADHD symptoms because over the last 20 to 30 years, there has been so much good research in the field of neuroscience, and we've really started to understand how the ADHD brain and other neurodivergent brains operate. And we've started to understand that a lot of these things aren't necessarily in our control, but it's due to the way that our brain operates. So this week, we're going to discuss some of the ADHD symptoms related to executive function. And then next week, I'll be back to discuss how these symptoms relate to your sense of self and your relationships and how they kind of show up and rear their ugly heads in many cases. But first, this week, we are going to dive into executive function, which if you've hung out in any ADHD Facebook groups or YouTube channels or you've read any books, you've probably heard the term executive function. But if you are unfamiliar, let me give you a quick definition. Executive function is a management system in your brain that's responsible for things like planning or prioritizing or organizing or self-regulation. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is responsible for executive function in your brain. And those of us diagnosed with ADHD have chronically low levels of dopamine. This means that we often struggle with tasks related to working memory, flexible thinking, and self-control. But what are some of the specific executive functions that those of us with ADHD often struggle with? Well, here are the 8 top ones that I see both in myself and in my clients when it comes to executive function struggles as someone with ADHD. First up, let's talk inattention, which is less about not paying attention, although that can be an issue, and more about staying focused on a task or a project. It can also relate to things like making careless mistakes or being forgetful, Or it may manifest itself as constantly losing your keys or losing your phone or losing your wallet. On the flip side of inattention is hyperfocus. And this tends to show up if we have a task or a project that we are really, really excited about. It might be something that is new or something that we've wanted to do for a long time. What's great about hyperfocus is that it shows that we do have the ability to focus in and work on something for periods of time. Where it gets us into trouble is when we use our hyperfocus to either avoid a task that actually needs to be done, or when we spend way too much time perfecting something that doesn't really need that much time, and therefore we're ignoring other things that actually do need that. The third executive function that I want to discuss is impulsivity. And this means that you might have a little bit of trouble with self-control. It could be that you run up your credit cards because you make impulsive purchases. It could be that you engage in risky behaviors, whether it's drug use or alcohol use or sexual partners. And it could also manifest itself as interrupting people in conversations. And this is something that I personally had a big aha moment with when I realized it was an ADHD symptom. You know, it wasn't that I wanted to interrupt people because I wanted to be rude or I didn't realize that that was rude. It's just that I get very excited that I can contribute to the conversation. And because I have a little bit lower level of self-control, I might jump into the conversation before the person is finished. Now, I don't want to excuse that behavior and say that people with ADHD can be rude. What I do want to say is that once you create an awareness around it, it does make it a little bit easier to detect those moments when you want to interrupt someone or when you notice this impulsivity happening and to be able to work on it in real time. Next, let's talk a little about disorganization, because I've found that it's not that people with ADHD just accept the mess or that they want to be messy. What it actually boils down to is that there are so many steps involved in getting yourself organized. There is the motivation to do it, the follow through to complete a project. There's a bunch of decisions that you have to make, and all of those things are related to executive function, which means that you're going to struggle with it a little bit. In a similar vein, many people with ADHD also struggle with organizing their time or time management. This can look like what we call time blindness, which means when you are working on something and you just sort of completely lose track of how long you've been working on it. Or it can relate to a difficulty that you have maintaining a schedule or remembering to put items onto a calendar so that you don't miss appointments or important due dates. Next up, let's talk a little about procrastination, because this is something that I see very regularly. And this kind of goes back to that idea of time that we just spoke about. For many ADHDers, they say that time exists only on two planes. There is either what is happening now and what is not now. And what we do with procrastination is we take something that is in the future. So say we have a due date for a client or for our work, and that's not now. It's in the future. So we focus on what is now. When it gets closer, it is now, and we have the motivation to actually work on it. There is also the idea that anxiety that procrastination causes increases the dopamine levels in your system, and that dopamine, as we discussed earlier, is important for executive function. And that boost of dopamine that we're going to get can help you focus in and hyper-focus and actually follow through and get the project done. Speaking of getting projects done, that is another executive function us ADHDers struggle with. It's probably related to the idea that we spoke of, that when something is no longer new and fresh and exciting, it is a little bit harder for us to motivate ourselves to follow through and finish it up. So at the very beginning, we can start the task because we're excited and this is fun and this is new and this is different. But as time goes on, it's a little bit harder for us to reinvest energy when there are so many other fun, new, and exciting things to do. And finally, this is a big one for me, we often experience chronic forgetfulness. For years, I fought against making to-do lists or writing things down because I couldn't understand why I couldn't just keep it all in my head like I thought I should be able to do. But it actually comes down to the idea of working memory, which is one of those three prongs of executive function we discussed earlier. Working memory is sort of like a sticky note in the brain. It's where we hold on to information until we figure out what we're going to do with it. Now, if we have less than stellar working memory, it means that information comes in, and if we don't process it quick enough, it is just going to get lost in the shuffle. That is why I write everything down. I have alarms and reminders to tell me where I need to be and when I need to be there. I basically have created many mechanisms of external hard drive to help to compensate for my less than stellar working memory. So there is a list of the executive functions that our ADHD brains have a tendency to struggle with. Now, like many neurological disorders, it's not going to be exactly the same for everyone. For instance, I spent 15 years as a professional organizer, and clearly I was able to organize things. That wasn't something that I particularly struggled with. But if this sounds familiar, I encourage you to come back next week to hear about the symptoms related to yourself and your relationships with others, because that's kind of how some of these executive functions can impact the life of somebody with ADHD. We'll also dive into my steps to take if you have listened to these two episodes and you feel like, that sounds pretty familiar, I might want to get checked out. So make sure that you are subscribed, and I will be back next week with more of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,